It's noisy, it's very fast, and it's incredibly dangerous. For this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about TT Week. Richard, what is TT Week exactly?
Well, it's a series of races, motorcycle races, on the Isle of Man, the first week of June every year. It's hugely famous. It's quite unique in that it takes place on a circuit 37 miles long on public roads.
Okay, so they're driving through the villages and things.
Motorbikes, Jackie, they don't drive, they ride motorbikes.
Ride.
Yes, but obviously the roads are closed during the races, but it's on normal roads.
Okay, so what is the TT bit? What does that mean?
TT stands for Tourist Trophy.
All right.
The word tourist actually comes from the word touring, as in a touring motorbike is a motorbike that's actually road legal.
Now, it's on the Isle of Man, Richard, which is where you come from.
Yes.
So have you watched it many times?
When I was younger, definitely, yes, because the school kids are on holiday.
Uh-huh.
So when I was on holiday from school, I always used to watch it.
When did the event start?
1907.
Oh, over 100 years.
Yes, it's been going for a very long time.
I do know that it's become very popular. We meet people who know about the TT Week. So would you say it was an international event now?
Definitely. There are world-famous motorcycle riders from all over the world, and also the spectators. I certainly know it's very, very popular with German spectators. They come over in their thousands.
Wow. And so the racers themselves, the riders, are they professional?
Oh, yes. They're all professionals.
They go very fast, Richard. How fast do they ride?
The current lap record is about 135 miles per hour. On normal roads,
wow.
37-mile circuit, it is insanely fast.
Now, I said at the beginning it was very dangerous. I mean, that is true, isn't it? Riders and spectators are killed, aren't they?
They are. I'll be clear, the riders don't actually race against each other. It's a time trial, and they set off at 10-second intervals. But, as I said, it's very, very dangerous. They do say it's the most dangerous sporting event in the world, and there have been, I think, around about 150 fatalities between 1907 and 2018.
So I'm wondering then whether there's ever been a call for a ban if it's so dangerous.
Many years ago, it used to be the official world championship, but because it was so dangerous, they took it off the official circuit, if you like. But also, to put it into perspective, I think this year, for instance, on mountaineers climbing Mount Everest, 21 people died in a couple of months so far.
Mm.
So people are dying in sports events all the time. People want to see the TT and people want to ride in it.
So, Richard, would you say it's growing in popularity?
I would, yes, because for the last few years, it's been televised worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So although I won't be going back this year, I'll be certainly watching it on the telly.